From the Maine Public Broadcasting Network, this is Tom Porter. 4 years ago, Maine saw the construction of its first so-called passive house, a building designed with efficiency standards that can cut energy bills by up to 90%. Since then, the trend has been growing exponentially, and Maine builders are helping to lead the way. On a four-acre site just off Route 1 in Cumberland, the foundation is being laid for the new home of the Friends School of Portland, a Quaker day school for pre-K through 8th grade. If all goes according to plan, this 15,000-square-foot property will be the biggest building in the state to meet passive house standards, and only the third school in the US to do so. Architect Phil Kaplan says it should also qualify as a net-zero building, meaning it puts at least as much power back into the grid as it takes out. He says buildings like this need to become the new normal.
And it absolutely has to happen if we're going to do what we need to do to save this planet. Things are going to have to change.
Kaplan says that must ultimately be driven by the introduction of new building codes. For now, though, going passive is an increasingly popular option in the construction industry. Passive design standards were first developed in Germany in the 1990s, and there are some 30,000 passive house-type buildings worldwide, mostly in Europe. Here in the States, there are about 130 passive house structures, either completed or under construction, some of them multi-unit buildings. The Friends School project in Cumberland will incorporate solar panels. These are not required to achieve passive house certification. However, one factor that is critical to passive design, says Kaplan, is to make full use of natural light.
Passive house construction typically uses a different kind of window. In this case, we're using triple glazed windows.
The most important single factor, though, is insulation. A lot of it everywhere.
We're adding more rigid foam to the exterior of the typical shell, another 4 inches beyond what typically is seen in this type of construction. And we're adding a lot more insulation under slab and to the roof.
With all this extra insulation, of course, Kaplan says ventilation is crucial.
Build tight, yeah. Ventilate right. Yeah. We always have mechanical ventilation in all of our buildings now.
We're really looking forward to being in a new place.
Jenny Rowe is head of the Friends School of Portland, which has almost completed the project's $2.5 million fundraising goal. After this building is complete, a second phase is planned, including a gymnasium, costing about another $3 million. Rowe wants to use the new campus as an educational tool, enabling students to learn firsthand about environmentally sustainable living.
We'll have a dashboard for students to be looking at to see how much energy that we're generating from the PV panels. And they'll be able to explain to people who come to visit how the building works.
The school is not the only large-scale passive house project in Maine. Naomi Beal, director of the advocacy group Passive House Maine, says a couple of multi-unit residential buildings in Portland are now in the planning stages.
We're really looking for those bigger buildings. It's easier to achieve passive house standard with a bigger building.
She says that's because the building's larger interiors make them easier to ventilate. Moreover, Beal says the conversion to passive standards would not be that costly.
All of the major buildings that are going up, all of the multi-units that are going up could be easily built to passive house standard without a tremendous amount of extra expense.
For example, the construction costs of the Friends School here in Yarmouth are on track to be only about 3% above average. Alan Gibson says that's not bad when you consider we're talking about the most stringent building standard in the world. Gibson is co-founder of Geologic in Belfast, the architecture firm that built Maine's first passive house dwelling more than 4 years ago. Since then, the company's growth has been explosive.
Well, in 2010, when we completed that building, we had 4 employees, and now we have 22 employees 4 years later. So we've seen a lot of growth from that one building. We now have 50 residential units that we've completed and a couple of institutional buildings.
Those achievements include a 36-unit co-housing and eco-village in Belfast, as well as an ecology field station for the University of Chicago, which he describes as the first passive house-certified laboratory in North America. Gibson says he's upbeat about the future as more and more construction firms become accustomed with these new building techniques. But, he adds, there is currently no federal tax incentive for passive house construction, as there is for renewable energy projects. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.